missed you.
What do they usually call the school that you go to after you finish high school?
College. Back there, you know, there's a mighty few children got a chance to go to college. Most when children finished the eighth grade. See, that was called high school. When a kid finished the eighth grade, he know more back there than one now when they finished the masters. See? When they finished the eighth grade, they was capable of going out and go to teaching.
Maybe I should have come along back there. I wouldn't be in school now.
That's right. You know, see, they didn't have all these different books and things. That's spelling and reading and arithmetic and a geography. That's all we had to study. But if you got what was in there, you sorry now with all this English and mathematics and all this. We didn't know about that.
Who was your teacher when you met Dan?
Tempe Brooks.
Oh, I didn't know she was a Brooks.
I ain't talking about Tempe Street. I'm talking about Tempe Brooks. It was a Tempe Brook up, live up there near, you know, back up that way. Two sisters, O.G. Brooks and Tempe Brooks.
Were you shy?
Shy? Well, I'm gonna be shy. I ain't never been shy.
Did you ever take the teacher apples or watermelons or anything like that?
No, honey. No, I never did take them, nothing like that. Because back then, stuff was so scary. Well, then we got them so that we eat all ourselves. We didn't have nothing to share.
Where did you do your lesson?
At home.
I mean, at school. What did you write on? What did you sit in?
On a bench, at a bench.
What about the teacher?
Yeah, a straight chair. We didn't have no nice, comfortable seats like they got. They had a straight old hard wooden bench.
Do you know what the teachers usually sit to now?
This. Y'all ain't they done stepped up now?
Sure have.
I'm telling you.
Did you
and all that good old hot lunches and things. And we'd had to carry them little syrup buckets.
Did you have a building where you kept a lot of books and stuff?
What kind of building? I'm saying, yeah, ain't no building to keep a lot of books in, huh? No. And we had to buy our books. We had to buy them. They said they didn't give you them books. We had to buy our books. And maybe this family be able to buy one book. Next family buy one, and we share the books around like that. Mighty few families able to buy all three of them books. Because they didn't have the money. They'd sell the eggs and chicken things.